This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Time to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Good morning, Baldy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing good. Real good, man.
You know, everybody in this town is doing well because of Jaden Daniels. What did you see on film?
Well, he's an amazing talent. He's off to a good start. I think that the offense that Cliff has put together makes a lot of sense. It really gotten better every single week. He started against Tampa, and he ran 16 times, and that was too many. Then he played the Giants, who are a good defense, and they haven't been stopped yet against the Giants and against the Bengals. They scored in every single possession. And that always just sort of starts with the quarterback and the play caller. But I think Jaden knows exactly what he's looking at. I think Cliff has really cleaned the picture out for him, the way that he uses his motions and the way that he floods certain zones or anticipates certain defensive looks. And I think Jaden sees it the way he sees it right now. And so it's been impressive. And, last week, instead of, the field goals they kicked against the Giants, they scored touchdowns, which they needed because Burrow was on the other side, and they answered that. So the long bomb to Terry McLaurin, everybody was asking, what about McLaurin? Well, you can't throw that 55-yard bomb any better than Jaden did on that situation.
Baldy, how do you see the loss of Austin Eckler, at least for this week? He's been ruled out with a concussion. How do you see that impacting the offense? Hopefully he's able to come back after a one-week absence, but we never know with concussions. So he's been a huge part of not only the offense, but of the special teams as well.
Well, he's a kick returner. The third quarter, he gets the third quarter kickoff, and he goes 62 yards. I actually went down to an OTA practice. Dan invited me down last spring. I went down, and they actually, that particular return, they must have worked on that at least 10 times in one day I was there. Mm. And they split it. He split it the other day. I mean, he's given them good field position. They turned that into a touchdown. That's a big loss. I mean, I think Jeremy McNichols is the guy that they're going to go to. You can look at his, I like Jeremy. He's a Boise State kid, I believe.
Yep.
He's bounced around this league. I don't know how many different teams he's been on. I don't know that that's not Austin Eckler back there.
No.
So, B. Rob's going to get a lot of carries, and Jaden probably will pick it up a little bit. But it's a concern because he's a big part of what they do right now.
What do you see from Jaden just overall that gives you concern besides, frame? Because that's obviously a concern, frame and exposing himself. But are you seeing red flags like he's missing too many receivers out there? He's not seeing the field. Are there anything like that jumping out at you?
No. I mean, you look at his completion percentage, you couldn't ask for anything more than what he has right now. He's hitting.
Did we lose him?
Uh-oh.
I think he might have hung up by mistake. I wear those little headphones.
We'll effort to get them back.
And I constantly hang up on people because I adjust the little ear pod.
Yeah.
And it hangs up on people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize the new scourge on humanity.
Yeah, I hate those things.
I was going through Baldy's Twitter, and he does, film breakdowns of many of the players and teams. And then I stumbled onto him basically doing the splits. And he says, life inside the barn. Welcome to Stretchy Tuesdays. And look how flexible this guy is.
I'm very jealous of that. I don't have that sort of flexibility.
That's crazy. I don't have that kind
of. He's very limber, that Baldy. Good for him.
Maybe he was doing that when he hung up on us.
maybe that was the problem.
I could barely swing a golf club.
He's got a fancy workout barn. Look
at
this.
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Hey, Baldy, are you there, buddy? Oh, Jarvis.
Watching him go through the paces.
Let's see.
That's what EB wants for his golf simulator.
Yeah.
Look, he's got like a little barn right there. And he's perfect. Doing
it's
his stretching.
A setup.
I bet nobody can build me a shed yet.
Maybe you can talk to Baldy's guy. Baldy clearly has a guy.
So, Brian, I was asking you any red flags, if you've seen any other than just sort of frame and that sort of thing. And so far, you said no.
No, I mean, look, he's completing 80% of his passes.
Right.
I mean, that'd be great if that was a Friday afternoon walkthrough.
Right.
You know, 80%. I mean, he missed two throws the whole night the other night. The only thing, honestly, is like he's got, you know, he's run it 38 times. You know, that's just too many. That's too many for any quarterback. I don't care if you're Josh Allen, it's too many. That's the only concern right now. And look, a lot of those, almost half of those, were against Tampa, and literally Todd Bowles blitzed him almost every single play, and he was relentless all the way to the end. And, you know, his answer to the blitz was to run. And so that'd be the only concern. Arizona doesn't really play defense like that, although, you know, I'm sure that they're going to, this weekend out there in the desert, I'm sure they're going to pick their spots and see if they can take the number one receiver away and if he can get through his progressions to number two or three. I'm sure that'd be part of the challenge. And, you know, their safeties, you know, Jalen Thompson, Buda Baker, they're about as hard-hitting safeties as there is in this business. So that's the only concern I have right now. Otherwise, I think he sees the field phenomenally. He did throughout. I mean, that's what everybody said during all the training camp and the offseason, and it's showing up in the games.
Right. I agree with you. Now, playing Arizona and that challenge, can you give us insight into, like, Cliff knows Kyler better than anybody, and then my buddy Jason over here says, well, Kyler knows Cliff, and they know Cliff's tendencies. How does that – is that a wash, or does Washington have a little advantage here?
I mean, and people are making it sound, you know, be like it's the revenge of Cliff Kingsbury. You know, I mean, look, I think Kyle was playing really good football.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought last week he probably forced the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr. probably too much. One led to an interception. But honestly, I think Cliff, when he watches, if he does pay any attention to it, I mean, he'll be impressed by what Kyler's doing. Like, he's been very accurate. His movement has been really good. He looks really sure of himself. They lost their tight end, who's a really good player last week during the game. I don't know what his – Trey McBride, I don't know what his status is. But, you know, they have been highly, highly competitive in every game. And Cliff knows Buda, and he knows Jalen. He loved Jalen Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows a lot of those guys there. So I'm sure, you know, for a brief moment, it'll be good to see some of them. But – honestly, I don't think it's going to work one way or the other. You know, I think it's completely different in Arizona what Jonathan Gannon's doing now than anything that Cliff ever did.
Right.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Now, one of the biggest stories this past weekend was Andy Dalton. Three touchdowns, over 300 yards. What does that tell you about Bryce Young, and should we give up on the guy? Is that just a miss? Is it just not going to work in the NFL? Or is it about fit and system? Because I know you talked about Sam Darnold and what's going on there in Minnesota, and you put a lot on that, on an elite play caller and play designer.
Well, they are that in Minnesota, and Kevin O'Connell is that elite play caller and designer, and it showed up big time in that game this past weekend. Now, and they got a good test against Green Bay this week. But honestly, you know, what Andy Dalton did was what a veteran quarterback does. You know, he gets the ball out of his hands fast. He diagnoses what the defense is doing pre-snap. He did it all game long against the Raiders. And he was, like, he got all of his players involved. Deontay Johnson showed up. Adam Thielen before he got hurt. I mean, it was really impressive to see everybody. Like, they all respond to the quarterback. I mean, it's the reason why they're the focal point of every team. The whole team, defensively, the offensive line played great. It was just amazing. And if you stay on the field, convert third downs, there's nothing worse in this business. And any fan can watch it. But when you're not converting third downs in this league and you're just walking off the field, the body language stinks. And that's what it was like for Bryce Young. And was it all his fault? No, but Andy Dalton gave them just a surge of confidence that they haven't had in 2 years.
Yeah. All right, tonight, get your thoughts on this one. This is a big one for certainly for Dallas. At 1-2, they lose this game, fall to 1-3. Defense, one of the worst in the league right now through 3 weeks, allowing a ton of yards, Baldy, allowing a ton of points. Dak leads the league in passing yards because they can't run. I can't believe they came back with just Zeke. But your thoughts on tonight. And, of course, the Giants, Daniel Jones has played pretty well the last couple weeks.
He played great last week. Yep. It was the best game I've seen Daniel play in a while. Mm-hmm. He's got a star receiver in Malik mm-hmm. Nabers.
Yeah.
The guy's just, I mean, you just go to any practice.
It's a freak.
You just watch that kid work.
Yeah.
Like, he does everything right. Fourth and one last week at their own 43-yard line early in the game. They gave it to him on a fly sweep. He just outran the entire Cleveland defense for 2 yards. I mean, they need a player. They're looking at to number one. But, you know, this Devin Singletary now, look, he's not Saquon. I'm not saying anything like that. But since I watched that kid at Florida Atlantic and Buffalo and last year in Houston, he will make you miss. If you're a bad tackling team like Dallas was last week, he's going to make a lot of yards. Dallas can fix this run defense like Philadelphia fixed theirs. You can fix it in an instant. You can fix it in a week. Sometimes it's scheme. Sometimes it's good tackling. Sometimes it's just gap integrity. Like, get your head in the gap and, you know, don't give a Hall of Fame running back a big old lane to go through. He'll find it. And that was part of their issue last week. Look, this is going to be a good game. The Giants defensively woke up last week. They were really good. Dallas will get tested. I don't understand Dallas's roster. I played for the Cowboys. I always saw Dorsett. I saw Emmitt Smith. I saw, you know, Ezekiel Elliott in his prime. I mean, they don't have a big-time running back there.
Right.
They don't have Brian Robinson or Austin Eckler in that roster. It's not a great roster right now.
Baldy, you touched on Malik Nabers, and what he's doing is pretty remarkable. He's number one in the league in targets. He's number two in receptions. He's tied for number one in wideout touchdowns, and he's fifth in yards per game. Like, I know the Giants were scrambling and trying to move up to get a quarterback, but they sat at number six, and it looks like they drafted a monster who's going to be a thorn in the side for all of the NFC East teams probably over the next decade.
Well, I don't want to take anything away from guys like Amani Toomer or Odell Beckham Jr., but they haven't had a player like this. Not in my time. I mean, he's just that good. And he's got a plan to get open. He's got a plan after the catch. He catches everything away from his body with his strong hands. Like, I'm not going to say he reminds me of Sterling Sharp. Nobody was like Sterling Sharp. But he's a little bit like Sterling, probably faster. And he's just a beast. He makes the quarterback better. He makes everybody better. Wandale Robinson is better right now. If they protect Daniel Jones tonight, and they always have a hard time against Micah Parsons. Always. If they can at least limit some of the pressures that Mike will do to the Giants tonight, and they get the ball to these wide receivers, this is going to be a fun game to watch.
Baldy, what are you seeing on film with the Bears? I know that you wrote that the passing game, the timing seems off. What are you seeing?
I see that. I mean, Caleb, I don't know how many times he dropped back. Like, he dropped back 60 times last week. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it just doesn't make any sense. I know they're playing from behind. The defense is playing great in Chicago. The timing, especially on third downs, like where I just freeze it sometimes when Caleb's got to make, when he's at the top of his drop, he's dropped five steps, he's hitching and he's ready to throw and nobody's looking at him. No receiver is open. Everybody's running down the field. Like, the timing doesn't seem right. And it's been every week with him. And that's, at some point, you got to have a short option to get the ball out of his hands. Let somebody go make a play with the ball. Whether it's bunch formations, whether it's shallow crosses, like, you've got to give a quarterback quick options. Their offensive line is struggling to begin with. And so waiting on DJ Moore to get down the field 15 yards, to me, isn't a good option, especially when I watch Kevin O'Connell, what he's doing with Sam Darnold. You look at some of these coordinators, you look at what, you know, Matt LaFleur is doing with Malik Willis and how simplified, or even what Cliff is doing with Jaden right now. Like, they've really not just simplified it, but they've given them real clear options of where to go with the ball. And Caleb is certainly capable of playing like Jaden is. He's not the athlete that Jaden is to that kind of a runner, but he certainly got the accuracy and the arm and everything else that Jaden has, and he should be playing much better. But he needs help around him.
Last question. Who do you like, Buffalo, Baltimore, Sunday night? Big one.
Wow. Baltimore really bounced back in a big way. I like Buffalo. I just like this offense. It makes a lot of sense. I think they have the best offense line in football. And how they're protecting, how they're the passing game, and everything in sync right now offensively. Because I know defensively they'll have at least a better answer than what Dallas did last week. They'll know what a read option looks like coming at them. Then it's a question of, do you want to tackle Derrick Henry and not let him get started? And that's really the key to stopping that run game.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Baldy, thanks as always. Always great intel. We'll talk to you again next week, man.
Okay, thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
Yep, that was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Don't forget, Dave Richard will join us in just about 20 minutes to break down Week 4 for your fantasy lineups.